Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back, and we're brought in the Brock Bourbon Bar. Jeez, oh, Pete, man, what is wrong with me? I think that the IU game got me a little excited. I got to be honest with you.
Almost flustered.
100%, man. Anytime you win a game by one, it's definitely a little tight, man. The butthole gets a little perked up, a little tight there.
Pucker.
A little pucker. That's right. So, but we are back in round two, and this episode's going to be all of the left side. So it's going to be the bottled and bonds.
Round two.
Yep. And then it's going to be the finished and under 100.
Yes.
So
awesome sauce.
It's all the lower proof.
Yeah, lower proof
for
stuff.
Most part.
Yeah,
well, that's probably a good thing.
So that being said, we're going to dive on in A1, A2. Everybody drive in. These are going to be the bottled and bonds as far as I know, assuming Jared didn't completely screw around with us.
You never know.
Oh, that's
definitely. I don't like his look.
Yeah. That's B.I.B. That's B.I.B. Yep. Kind of like M.I.B. Mm-hmm. B.I.B.
Now, interestingly enough, almost both of these noses are almost the same.
Mm, I don't agree.
I said almost.
I don't agree.
I'm with Nick on that one.
I'm with Nick.
Sorry.
Hey, your olfactories are probably a lot better than ours, so
I can guarantee
it. That being said, yes, I would say most women have better sniffers than we do.
As only half but my sniffer
but
works.
I'm betting if I was a betting man and I like to gamble, I'm going to say this is Evan Williams 100 or bottled and bond versus JTS bottled and bond.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Sounds about right. First one, nice little pepper. Nice little pepper to it.
Sort of floral.
It starts off a little floral, but it ends up with like a little pepper, like mid-late palate.
It's nice and refreshing a little
so
bit.
So funny, I started off in the reverse order.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Jared gave us a heavy pour on this bad boy.
He did.
I've taken two tiny sips out of mine.
So if you can't tell, we have the Brocks and we have Carl. And then Jared is our titty boy over there.
I love it.
Is our tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've lost our sixth person to John.
A2's quite floral. Nice. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but it tends to be more on the floral side.
More on the floral side.
I don't disagree.
A little bit on the earthier side. Not really a pepper, but it's more of a earthy. At the current moment, I have an idea who mine is. No, who I'm voting for, Jared. Yeah, I'm good. I know which one I'm going with.
Yeah, I'm picked.
Everybody's picked. Nick, where are you at?
Finish up the last one. I went 1-2. Swish in between, and then I swish, and then I'm going 2-1. So give me a second here.
We're getting our tiebreaker just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got to get that going.
All right, I'm in.
Go ahead, spit it. You ready, Nick? Go.
I'm going to say A1.
A1.
We may not need Jared. A1.
Yeah, we don't need you, Jared. Sorry.
We don't need Jared. I think I'm A1 too, and I'm pretty sure that's Evan Williams bottle and bond.
All righty.
Well, Jared? Jared? You have the paperwork.
Yeah, go.
Go pull the bottle, dopey.
Doofus.
A1. Oh, it's JTS
Brown. Brown.
I'm kind of surprised. Oh,
it is. Evan Williams lost.
So A1. Wow. Which one was A1? JTS or was it? Oh, it was JTS.
JTS,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We hit it backwards.
Yep. No.
Interesting.
That's a very interesting one.
A1, A2, I mean, they were so close.
They really were close.
At the end, I was almost A2, which is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I drank them all three different times. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to figure out.
Well, when you did your little Bottle and Bond miniseries, I mean, Ed Williams did a pretty good job there. I think it was actually one.
I think it did win.
So, I mean.
We got the next round of the B.I.B.s. As I like to call them, the B.I.B.s.
Match two.
Yep. This will be the last of the B.I.B.s.
Yep. This is Battle of Brown Foreman.
Yep. Where we had Heaven Hill, now we got Brown Foreman.
You keep giving me it backwards.
They're not backwards to him, though. When he hands them to you, you got to remember that's opposite.
And it's mine were right.
And it's Dumas.
Oh, Lord.
Let's all go down to Dumas Walker.
Really, Nicholas?
Let's all go.
They have very similar colors.
Down to Dumas Walker.
Dang it, guys. Y'all are
color
nuts.
Is almost indistinct if you actually
you get a small burger, fries, and a bottle of ski. Bring it on out to my baby and me.
But I'm about to say, to the number of people who know what ski is the same people who know what Crown Royal is.
I've had some good experiences with Crown Royal, so I can't say much.
The noses just too damn close.
Yeah, are we sure they're not the same?
These are indistinct right now.
First one doesn't really have, it's a little bit more on the back and not much on the front or mid.
That's weird.
You're right. I mean, you get this little hint of almost like a caramel creaminess on the front. Mm-hmm. Nothing much in the mid. And then it just kind of, there's nice little sweetness caramel in the back on the A3.
But it doesn't last long either.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
This is so weird. It's so crazy. Knowing what you're kind of drinking, but you don't know which one's which.
So this one's got a little more linger in the middle. Well, it actually has a middle. Versus the other one. Which I'm guessing these are probably very similar mash bills.
I think so.
I think they're the exact same mash bill, just different yeast strain.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both 78, 12, 10.
Now, is somebody getting a little bit, like, almost, I'm going to say, I don't want to say breadiness, but some different kind of finish on the second one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A little more pepper, maybe, or just.
Not even pepper. It's almost like a bread yeast or something like that.
It's more of a sweeter note.
I can't quite say meat sweet, but I'm almost saying not quite like a non-sweet malt is what I'm almost getting.
I'm pretty sure I have mine.
Oh, I've already done mine.
We may not need him.
Yeah, we might not. We'll see.
I mean, it's a tough one because you're literally just deferring versus yeast strain.
Yeah.
And maybe aging. Though I'm assuming the aging is probably very close, 3 to 4 years.
Well, no. Well, that's true because if it's just 100, it doesn't necessarily need to be 4 year. But if it is bottle and bomb, it must be a minimum four year.
I think OVO is a 4 and 5 year old blend, whereas the actual JD is actually a 4 year old bourbon Tennessee whiskey.
All right, I have mine. I'm locked.
Go ahead, man. What do you got, Nick?
I am A3.
A4.
Barbara.
A4.
I'm A3.
All right.
Tiebreaker.
All right. First or second?
Oh, the first one I handed him, which was A3.
There you go. A3's the winner.
A3. All right.
A3 is that JD or is that?
No, it can't be JD. Yeah.
That's got to be OFO.
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 Yep, OFO.
JD has that little bit more.
And what was funk A4?
Yeah.
Jack Daniels.
It's pretty close.
It was close.
Yeah, it was close.
But the thing was, is that I guess just that kind of like aftertaste finish on the JD was almost kind of like almost a maltiness. Yep. That was a non-sweet maltiness.
No, 100%.
See, I liked that on that one, though.
It's to each their own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I in before her.
Really? Really?
You stole her catchphrase.
All right. We are now
I'm starting with 6. It's 5 and 6.
Okay.
So these are Rise. So they're all going to be.
They're not Rise. These are finished.
Oh, finished.
These are finished. Or less than 100 proof.
Yeah. Okay, right, my bad.
I got to switch first.
I'm starting with 6 on this one. There is a distinguishable color difference on these.
There is. There is actually a very distinct difference.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, there's not much more than half ounce in each of these or less.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That first one's got a really, really sweet note.
Oh, that is super sweet.
Was it A6? Is I think almost outsweets A5.
Oh, I know what the A5 is.
I know. I have a feeling you do.
I know exactly what both these are. Unfortunately,
just because
it's gonna be like picking my sister.
My
sister or my cousin, which one I like better? Which for me most days probably actually isn't that harder. I probably prefer my cousin over my sister.
Oh lordy.
And I'm talking about like being nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that A5 almost is like a syrupy sweetness.
I will revert to my comment and just be quiet on this because we had the same profile in the last podcast one was on.
Yeah, okay. I think I know where you're going with that. But
I don't know, but I have my choice.
Don't get wrong. The nose on both these is great.
Yeah, absolutely. They're both a solid.
I know. There's a lot of dead air here. Sorry.
Yep. All right. Anybody got a choice?
It was that quick?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have mine.
All righty. Carl, what's yours, babe?
A5. All right. And it's going to be Angel's Envy, most likely.
All right. Scott, you got yours
I'm
yet?
A6.
You're 8-6. All right, Nicholas?
Pass for right now.
Nikes. He's clueless.
No, I'm not clueless. I'm actually trying to be honest to taste. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's fine.
You know, mentally, I think I have a good idea of what these are.
Uh-huh. So I love them both for different reasons. One is super sweet. The other one has just enough of that extra, like, a little bit of spice, a little bit of flavor. It's got that nice marshmallowy tone. So I chose mine for that reason.
Like, alrighty.
The thing that I preferred better versus whatever.
Alrighty. But this sweetness to me is just on point for me.
Alrighty.
It's what I'm liking in this. Where I've went some very heavy pepper ones, this one's just the perfect sweetness for me.
Okay.
All right, I got mine in.
All righty, go.
I'm going to go A6.
All righty.
So A5, that's two of them. You guys are both A5. Me and Nick are both A6. All right. Jared, come here.
All right, tiebreaker.
Well, he'd already tasted them. I already know which one he chose. Let's see if he changes, though. He already mentioned to me which one he thought, but I'm anxious to see if he's changed.
I don't know. I mean, these are very distinct pours. If you liked one to begin with, I can't imagine that your mind's going to change.
Distinct pours, but I think they are.
But we'll see.
Both are very good.
Very good pours.
Absolutely. Both delicious.
Very different in their own rights.
Very, very different. And I'm sorry, I'm eating crackers while we're
it happened.
We got to have our...
Yep, come on, dude.
I think Carl handed them to me in the same order Barbara did. I'm going with the first one.
The first one?
A6.
A6. Yep.
That's exactly what
all
I
right,
did.
What is A6?
Angel Envy just lost.
A6 is 1910. I'm almost 100% positive. Yeah.
Hold it up. Hold it up. Just make sure. Yep. And then I know what A6, we're going against. 1910. The other one is going to be Angel's Envy, I bet.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I just love that rum.
There's nothing wrong. Exactly. I chose A6.
The Angels of Envy brings a great sweetness, and you could tell that there's just this little spice that kind of comes in there towards the end.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, 1910's always been a really great pour for me.
Yeah, you've always enjoyed 1910.
Granted, yes.
If I'm not drinking whiskey or rye or bourbons or any of that, I'm usually drinking rums. So that's probably where that comes from.
Gotcha.
Oh, those are both so good.
They both are. So good. I mean, they're both a solid, solid pour. I will give them that.
Is this the last one?
Yep. This will be the last one of
this
round
last
two.
One.
Or of the left side of round two.
So what was left? So we have Oatfield.
So we have AL and A8.
A7.
It's supposed to be a 7. Back off. I fucked up earlier.
Nothing wrong with it. It happens.
Okay, Aaron.
So if I remember correctly, what do we have? Like Buffalo Trace and what's the other one? Shit, I forgot.
So did I. I don't care.
I don't know.
I'm just drinking and enjoying.
Makers.
Oof. Isn't it Makers 46?
Yes.
Yeah, Makers 46.
I'll try to clear my palate real quick.
Mm. Both have a sweetness on the nose.
No, 100%.
Absolutely.
Their color's about the same.
Yeah.
I think I could tell which one's probably Makers versus Buffalo Trace.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can, too, based off
I
the nose.
I do, too.
Yeah. Just because one's usually sweeter than the other.
Yep. We very well may need our tiebreaker. We'll see.
Though both of these are very, when people get into drinking whiskeys or bourbon, these two are synonymous with people starting in.
Yeah. Agreed. They're very.
Usually people go into Maker's Mark instead of Maker's 46, unless you really get somebody to recommend it.
Or if you're starting out.
Agreed.
Like a bourbon or a tour down there where you get a trial.
That's true.
That's very true. Absolutely.
Because truthfully, 46 is much better than regular plain Jane Makers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. Absolutely. There's that little added sweetness and depth that comes with Makers 46.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which I enjoy.
All right. I have my pick, but I'm going to let other people try.
Yep.
Is one of these, I'm trying not to give it away, one of these a little more lackluster than the other? Doesn't have as much of a flavor profile, or is it just me?
I've been sniffing a lot, so I'm just now starting to taste the second one.
Yep.
I mean, both of these are not giving you much past the mid palate.
No, they're not.
They're kind of both dying off and falling off. But I think both of them are. There's a reason that it's under 100 proof.
Oh yeah,
agreed.
Because I mean,
they're
not,
light.
Yes, they're
both
they're
of these
light.
Are under 90, if I'm not mistaken. 90 or below.
Yeah. 90 or below. No, I think they're 90 to 94.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what Maker's is.
Okay. Well, I had my pick.
I think I have mine in.
Go.
All right. I'm going with A8.
A8?
Mm-hmm.
A7.
A7.
Shit, I was hoping I didn't have to vote.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're going to have to vote.
Both of these were actually really close.
And yeah, I mean, they were.
I'm literally going by taste, what my preferences are. Yeah.
One gives me a little bit more than the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Jared ready? Because I'm afraid we're, based off my initial taste, I think we're going to go into a tiebreaker.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah.
Be fair, our taste buds after what we've had, yeah, I can understand it.
Yeah. We're making sure that the peanut gallery is ready.
So, I mean, it's a tough one. Don't get me wrong.
Well, my thing is I almost always agree with Nick, which I think in this this situation I'm gonna veer off. I think I'm A7.
Okay.
Perfectly fine. Wait a minute. No.
No, you're with us.
You're with us.
Oh, I'm with you guys? Okay, yeah. So A7
you're
it
off
is.
Me.
Yeah,
gotcha.
You're three off with me.
Right, three
with
so A7.
Which I think is Maker's.
I think it's Maker's, too. Yep, Maker's 46. Right.
I just think the Buffalo Trace just had a little less.
I mean, it was...
It's good.
It's good. The funny thing is that from a comparison standpoint, they actually matched up very well together.
Yes, they did.
But the thing is that there was just a subtle more depth on 7 versus 8.
Yeah,
at least my opinion.
Yeah, no,
I agree.
There's more complexity.
There's a little bit more complexity. There's a little bit more sweetness, which evidently, you know, today my palate is very sweet forward.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. But it is what it is, right? I mean, that's the caveat with all that stuff. But I felt like when we did the first couple of episodes, I felt like it was the same way. Like I was leaning more on the sweet side.
Yeah, you were.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, look, all the wild turkeys got knocked out, which are usually more pepper forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I don't know.
For the JTS.
Yep.
Yeah, that's somehow that's made through.
Hey,
so, Evan Williams and JTS are so close.
One's
a four-year, and I think
so
the other one's a
close.
Five-year product. I think that's the difference, honestly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, well, that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit email any questions, bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. Also, hit the subscribe button. You know, I love Spotify, but if you like iTunes or if you like Google Podcast or iHeartRadio or Pandora or Google or Amazon, we're on all those. So
absolutely.
Just hit that subscribe button so that way you get them as soon as they drop. This is Scott, Barbara, Carl, and Nick signing off. Peace.
Don't forget to share.
Peace out.